With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A historic day for the country as President Trump signed the Big Beautiful Bill into law at the White House.
One big, beautiful bill. And before I start, I want to tell you that I've never seen people so happy in our country because of that, because so many different groups of people are being taken care of, the military and civilians of all types, jobs of all types.
The legislation extends his 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and provides for a massive increase in immigration enforcement. Fighter jets and a stealth bomber streaked through the sky over the picnic as the President and First Lady Melania stepped out into the White House balcony. Earlier tonight, the President and First Lady returned to the balcony to enjoy the fireworks display over the Capitol. Much of the U.S.-Mexico border is becoming a military-restricted area after the President declared the border a national emergency.
Nearly one-third of the U.S. border with Mexico will soon be a militarized zone, as Walter Slosar of the U.S. Border Patrol warned in June.
Anyone who enters the United States illegally will be removed, not necessarily just back to Juarez or to Chihuahua or right across the border, but also into southern Mexico.
Soldiers will have the power to arrest people who illegally cross the border. In New Mexico, Luna County Commissioner Ray Trejo says he hasn't been briefed on this militarized zone.
It's our current president posturing because obviously we don't have an invasion.
It's a major shift that's thrust the military into border enforcement with Mexico like never before. I'm Donna Warder.
Heavy rains have caused devastating flash floods in the Texas Hill Country, leaving at least 13 people dead and many others missing, including 23 girls from a Christian summer camp. Officials say the death toll may rise. This is SRN News. There's still a lot of problems for Christians in Syria.
A new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom finds that about 6 months after President Bashar Assad was deposed, believers in the country remain under siege. The report states that, quote, loyalists to the transitional authorities have targeted civilians in the West and South through mass sectarian attacks, while Turkish support for Islamist militias in the North has continued to pose threats to Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia has agreed not to fully enforce a 2020 law banning so-called conversion therapy as a part of a lawsuit settlement. The Virginia Department of Health Professions is agreeing with a faith-based conservative group that sued over the statute. Two professional counselors represented by the group argued that the law violated their right to religious freedom. Conversion therapy is the practice of helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle. This is SRN News. Correspondent Tayshia Stevens reports on a very special July 4th birthday in Michigan.
Michigan's oldest resident and third oldest in the U.S. turns 114 years old today. Miss Benita Gibson credits her longevity to eating potatoes, which she and her husband farmed, and staying positive. Born in Kansas, Miss Gibson grew up in Missouri and then later moved to Idaho. When she was 102, she moved to Michigan, where her grandson lives. This year, she plans to celebrate her birthday and America's birthday at a local 4th of July parade. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Decades ago, an inventor named Martin Cooper changed the world when he pioneered the portable phone. The Motorola company's 4-pound box has evolved into a global army of powerful smartphones weighing just ounces. Some 4.6 billion people, nearly 60% of the world, have mobile internet. The phone's inventor says the revolution's just begun. More at srnnews.com.